MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio. And now, the man who once had himself shipped to Kentucky just to test the global shipping program, our very own Priority Mail, Griff.
We're happy you could join us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is May 12th, 2015. And if you're listening via the archives, well, this is show number 596. On today's show, we will learn how to create and utilize smart autoresponders. We'll also get the lowdown on an exciting new book direct from an author and an eBay Radio favorite. And we'll discover ways to manage promotions on eBay. We'll get some top-rated tips, as we do every week, on sourcing quality items to sell. And we'll find out how to change your pattern of doing business. Stuck in a rut? We'll get you out. We'll also talk to you, but first, here's the eBay Radio News, brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Mouseketeers, helmets, and corporations all feature in today's eBay Radio News for May 12th, 2015. I'm Lee. If you were a kid in the 50s, Annette Funicello became a lifelong household name for you. From the Mouseketeers right on through her movie and singing career, she was a darling of the fans. And right now on eBay, you can bid or buy it now on personal jewelry and items actually owned by Annette. I found a pair of earrings, Griff, for $95. Buy it now.
Mm-hmm.
So the items are affordable. And in support of Annette's final wish, 100% of the proceeds from her personal property will be used to support the continuing work of the Annette Funicello Research Fund for Neurological Diseases. It's a giving works auction.
I remember her as a child. She was the Mouseketeer who knew how to fill out a sweater with her name on it.
Oh, she had them boobalas, didn't she?
She
made
was
me
a revelation.
Feel good. Yes, she was. She couldn't act, she couldn't sing, but she was gorgeous and sweet. And that's how she came across in her movies and on the Mouseketeers, too, I felt. I mean, I don't think she was a good actress or a singer, but somebody
really?
Else might. Yeah.
I thought she filled the bill. My memory of her in the movies is, what was it called? Is a Disney movie called Toyland, I think. When I was a little boy. Yeah.
Well, I loved her. Anyway, she was the girl next door, you know.
The
girl
next
door. Which I never was, but she was.
That's not what I hear.
Meanwhile, the eBay for Business blog has an informative article about the pros and cons of incorporating your business. Incorporation means more paperwork, but it has certain benefits, and you can read the complete article at 4-business.ebay.com. Star Wars Force for Change, a charitable initiative from Disney and Lucasfilms, teamed up with eBay Giving Works to auction a selection of plaster stormtrooper helmet replicas uniquely decorated by artists around the world. U.S. Fund for UNICEF will receive 100% of the final auction sales price for each helmet and will direct these funds to support UNICEF Kid Power to get kids active and provide life-saving food packets to children in need around the globe. You'll find the items at givingworks.ebay.com/force-for-change. More and more speakers and mentors are signing up for the eBay Radio Party and Conference to be held at Bally's Las Vegas June 16th, 17th, and 18th. The latest addition to the lineup is eBay's VP of Seller Experience, Jordan Sweetum.
Oh, Jordan's coming?
Jordan is going to speak. He's not just coming. He's going to be a speaker. We're very excited. He's going to talk about eBay moving forward. It's going to be very exciting.
Oh, that's very good.
The event celebrates 12 years of eBay Radio as well as 20 years of eBay. And last, the NFL has suspended New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady for 4 games without pay in relation to the Deflategate incident in which the team was found to have used underinflated footballs for an advantage in the playoffs. The Patriots were also fined $1 million and will forfeit its first-round selection in the 2016 NFL draft and fourth-round pick in the 2017 draft. Brady's agent is appealing the decision, and meanwhile, eBay sellers are on the ball, so to speak, with T-shirts that say Deflatriots, some of which have pictures of the male anatomy deflated, so to speak. That's eBay Radio News from, and it took some big ones for me to read that story. That's eBay Radio News for May 12th, 2015, brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. I'm Lee Maribol, now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grip.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Okay, I'm dying here. What the heck is a roadie?
Oh, it's a surprise.
Oh, it's a surprise, all right.
Yeah, we'll tell you. We'll tell you all about it.
Well.
So I have a little announcement that I'd like to make and get out of the way here.
All righty.
My great-grandchildren were separated last Thursday. I mentioned at the end of the show, and I should not have because the family had a media blackout, and I, for some reason, thought it ended Thursday, but it began Thursday, but that's okay.
Oh, brother, and there you were talking about it.
I know, but that's okay. That's all right. The big media was notified on Monday, was notified yesterday, but they were separated, and you know, Griff, when those boys went into that operating room, we weren't sure we were going to get both of them back, and that's just the way it was that, you know. But the good news is they were separated, and they seem to be doing fine.
Well, that's fantastic.
We're very excited, and little Carter and Connor, we love them dearly, and we were crying, of course, and it was all a big deal, but we're very happy that that's, you know, something over and done with. They were going to be separated in June. They were going to wait till they were 6 months old, but they had to do it earlier.
I'm glad it worked out.
Thank you. Thank you. And we'll be bringing you some pictures soon. I'll be putting some pictures up soon. So,
So
Griff, how was your weekend?
It was good. I spent, like I promised I would to myself, that I would spend it listing. And I listed stuff and I sold stuff because it wasn't stuff that I necessarily listed. Isn't that weird how that works?
I know. Just the few things I have up there, when we put new stuff up, I sell something of the old one, too. So I don't know.
I can't figure it out, but who am I?
Really?
I'm just happy to be.
So list. That's the secret.
List more, sell more, mm-hmm. happy more.
So we have an interesting show today.
Well, we do.
We're going to have several people on who are very interesting. Hillary DiPiano.
Oh, we love Hillary.
We love Hillary. She's always a hoot when she comes over. We're going to talk about her new book titled Marketing Your eBay Items.
Oh.
That should be very interesting.
Yeah, she has a new book, huh?
Right. We also have Devin Payne, who's eBay's Senior Manager of Seller Experience. And he's going to tell us about the Manage Promotions tool that comes with every eBay store.
Oh, good.
So we'll enjoy Devin. And, of course, we have our contest, our Duck Quack contest. And to find the newsletter with the secret word, you click the group chat link on the player, sign in through community, scroll down past the big orange listen live button to the second discussion post with the word newsletter in its title, and there you will find today's secret word.
How cool is that, huh?
Way cool. We're also going to have Ann Barron on. She's known as top rated seller Kimadella. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk to her about product sourcing.
Looking for things that are hot right now.
Exactly.
As opposed to just, hey, I think that looks cool. Wait a minute.
You're describing me.
No one's buying my Billy, my talking bass on a plaque.
Are they still selling?
I hope not. Oh. There's nothing that puts me in a homicidal rage faster than one of those.
But you know, it was cute the first time you see it. It was funny the first time, I think.
Yes, I'm sure that some of you, found it funny.
And we're also going to speak with Sherry Gilson. She's an education specialist.
Oh, yeah, she's
known
she's
on
right
eBay
here.
As top-rated seller, My Little General Store.
Right.
And she wants us to change our pattern of doing business, and she's going to tell us how and why.
No, she doesn't want you to get stuck in a rut.
No, exactly. You got it.
There's nothing worse in life than getting into a routine that you're not happy about being in. In which you're not happy being.
Are you the type of person who can go to the same restaurant over and over again? I mean, I don't mean just a couple of times a year, but like over and over again to the same restaurant every week or whatever? Or do you need change?
I need change. I could do it for a little bit, and then I'd get antsy for something new.
Yeah, that's,
but you know, you,
that's the creative part of you.
That's the creative. Yeah, I like
it. It is.
I like to try something new. My favorite trick in a restaurant is to pull the waiter or waitress aside and say, if you had to come here, if you came here and you sat down, what would you order? And that tells you a lot about the restaurants, because they usually say, oh, I love this. And I say, okay, bring me that. Or I'm really partial for this. This is my favorite. Well, if it's your favorite,
yeah, because
I'm sure
the
I'll love it.
Chef sometimes the chef tells them what they have left over from yesterday and to push it.
Fine. I'm okay with it. But the one thing I always dread is when someone says, well, I wouldn't eat here if I was. At which point I usually say, well, thank you very much. We'll be getting up now. Table for four is ready for someone else.
Well, I like to go to my old favorites, but I like to mix it up or I'd go crazy. It's like I know somebody who eats the same thing every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yikes.
Yeah, he's a counselor. He counsels people on how to lose weight.
And he's boring.
But he eats the same thing every day.
One of the things that we started doing at our house that I can't recommend enough, and I'm recommending this product because I use it, not because I get paid to say this, but there is this home delivery thing called Blue Apron. Did you know about this?
Mm-mm.
So it's a service you sign up with. Well, you sign up with this service, and they'll ship you, I think we get 3 meals a week. And what they are is with a picture menu on step-by-step preparation and every single ingredient except salt, pepper, and oil, everything else they send, you create dinner for two. And they're low-calorie, high in taste, and it's the best thing that's ever
happened.
Blue
Apron. I wonder if they're all over or just there.
Yeah, they're all over. This segment was brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Up next, smart autoresponders, when we continue with eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Mark and Robin Levine of Bubblefest say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at bubblefest.com for more information.